skeptical approach. Route a field recording texture in Ableton Live 12 for warm tape style grit. In this lesson, I'll show you how to take a raw field recording and route it through a dedicated processing bus in Live 12 so it becomes a coherent, warm, tape-like texture that sits under drums and bass in a drum and bass mix. We'll use only Ableton stock devices and Live's routing features to create parallel saturation chains, subtle wow and flutter, mid/side shaping, and an efficient resampling workflow so you can audition, commit, or automate variations quickly. Start by importing your field recording onto an audio track and name it Field Rec. Trim and normalize conservatively. Aim for a peak around -6 dB. If the recording is ambient with natural timing, turn warping off. Keep the tracks monitor off for normal playback. Create two return tracks and rename them R-Tape Sat and R-Lo-Fi Grit. We're keeping that original dry signal intact and seasoning it in parallel, which preserves transient timing and prevents early LF buildup. On R-Tape Sat, build the primary tape flavor. Insert an EQ8 first and high pass around 40 to 80 Hz with a 12 dB per octave slope to protect the sub. Then add a saturator, try analog clip or soft sign, and set drive small, around 2 to 5 dB. 3 dB is a good starting point. Make the curve slightly asymmetrical, and trim the output down by a dB to avoid overs. Next, add echo to emulate tape head coloration. Use a very short, non-sync delay between 25 and 40 milliseconds, low feedback around 10 to 20%, and set modulation rate slow, about 0.15 to 0.4 Hz, with depth between 15 and 30%. Low pass the echo around 8 to 10 kHz and keep the dry/wet low, around 15 to 30%. This modulation gives a subtle wow and flutter without obvious rhythmic delay. Finish R-Tape Sat with a glue compressor pegged for gentle gain reduction, 1 to 3 dB, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 100 to 200 milliseconds, and a mild ratio, 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Add a utility at the end to trim level and give you a width control to automate later. On our lo-fi grit, create the secondary, crunchy texture. Start with EQ8 again. High cut around 10 to 12 kHz and another low cut at 40 hz. Drop and redux with bit depth reduced into the 12 to 16 bit range. 14 bits is a subtle starting point. And downsample around 22,050 hz for tasteful grit. Keep the redux wetness low. Blend it rather than let it dominate. Follow redux with a gentle overdrive or dynamic tube set for a small amount of mid-range saturation, and use multiband dynamics if you need to tame any brittle mids. Finally, use an EQ8 in mid/side mode to cut side low end under about 200 to 300 hz so the sub stays mono-compatible. Back on the Field Rec track, use the send knobs as your wetness controls. Start with sends around 10 to 20% to R-Tape Sat and 5 to 15% to R-Lo-Fi Grit. Play your loop and raise the sends until the texture adds presence without masking the drums or bass. Think of these returns as seasoning, not the main dish. For more control, place an audio effect rack on each return or build the parallel processing inside a rack on Field Rec. Inside the rack, you can create parallel chains, warm versus crunchy, and put EQ8 in M/S mode to reduce side energy below 300 or 400 hz, and optionally boost a midband around 700 to 1200 hz for presence that doesn't shout. When you're happy with the blend, commit a resample to free up CPU and create a single, editable texture. Create a new audio track named Resample Tape Texture, set its input to resampling or route it to capture only the returns, arm it, and record 8 to 32 bars of the processed sound. On the resampled clip, you can add small finishing touches, a touch more saturator, a short echo, a whisper of redux, and a glue compressor with a slower release to glue everything together. Map macros for quick automation. Useful macro assignments are Tape Sat Send, Lo-Fi Send, Saturator Drive on R-Tape Sat, Width on Utility, and Echo Wet. If you built the parallel chains inside an audio effect rack, you can map chain volumes directly to macros. If you use return tracks, automate the send knobs in the arrangement or map a MIDI controller to the sends. Before finalizing, run mix checks. Toggle the dry Field Rec and listen with the resampled texture to confirm phase compatibility. Use utility to mono check the low end and a spectrum analyzer to verify that side energy is not creeping under your sub cutoff. If layering causes level loss, try a polarity flip or nudge the resampled clip by a few samples. Watch out for common mistakes. Don't oversaturate. Small drive values preserve clarity. Always HBF before saturation or you'll create uncontrolled LF buildup. Keep sends modest so the texture doesn't dominate. And avoid widening below 300 hz to maintain mono compatibility. When resampling, confirm routing so you don't accidentally record the entire master instead of just the returns. A few pro tips: prefer Echo's modulation for tape like WOW over Chorus. Combine different saturation flavors across returns for richer harmonics. Freeze and flatten resampled takes to save CPU once your macros are locked. And use sidechain compression on the returns to duck the texture around kick and snare transients for better clarity. Mini practice exercise, 25 to 40 minutes. Drop a 16-bar field recording into Live 12. Create our tape set and our lo-fi grit. Build the chains with the starting parameters I mentioned. Send and balance the field rec against a simple D&B drum loop at 174 BPM. Resample 8 bars. Then automate a macro to fade and saturator drive over 4 bars. Export a 16-bar stem and compare it to the dry recording. Your goal is a warm, slightly gritty texture that adds presence without masking drum punch or bass sub. Recap. We implemented the skeptical approach by routing a field recording to dedicated returns, building complementary parallel chains for tape-style saturation and lo-fi grit, protecting the low end with mid-slash-side EQ, using echo modulation to emulate tape WOW, and resampling the bus for CPU efficiency and creative options. Keep drive small, HPF before saturation, mono your low end, and use macro so you can automate the texture musically across the arrangement. Keep the checklist handy: HPF before saturation, small drive values, mono low end below tilde 300 HZ, use sidechain for transient space, and freeze or flatten once you commit. That workflow will give you a warm, controlled, mix-friendly ambient texture that sits perfectly under drums and bass in a drum and bass production.